teaching this evening. But we're talking about the expressions of God and the various ways that God has and is expressing Himself to humanity. And then the purpose of this is so that humanity will express God in earth. That was God's original plan with Adam. He created the man. He put the man in earth. He gave the man dominion over earth for the purpose of that man expressing God in earth. Not to act independently, but to be obedient at all times to the Lord. Now, those born-again believers we're talking about now, those who are led by the Spirit of God do express God in earth today. God is being expressed. You with me? We express Him in word, we express Him in lifestyle, we express Him in action, but we have the obligation or the responsibility as the body of Christ of expressing God to humanity today in earth. People should be seeing God through the body of Christ. You shouldn't be seeing celebrities and superstars and all this type of stuff. They should be seeing God. Born-again believers should exemplify God in all His manifestations, not just one or two. With the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. We're to express God in healings, deliverances, miracles. All these things are expressions of God. Gifts of the Spirit, fruit of the Spirit. These are expressions of God. And then works of righteousness are expressions of God. Now, with that said, let me explain something so there's no confusion. There's fruit of the Spirit. You understand? Works of the flesh that are in contrast one to the other. There are works of the law to try to get righteousness. And then there are works of righteousness, which is what people do because they are righteous. You follow me? See, many people today are trying to get favor with God because of what they do. Well, if I do enough good deeds and all this type thing, then God will like me enough to get me entrance into eternal life. But it's not that way at all. The only way to get righteousness is Jesus Christ. Righteousness is a person. You with me? 2 Corinthians 5:21 referring to Jesus, that God has made Him to be sin for us. He didn't know any sin. So that we could be made the righteousness of God in Him, in Jesus. And so you don't obtain righteousness by works, you're made righteous through the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? Now, once a person is in right standing with God, they're to do the works that God ordains. The works of God. Okay? This is what works of righteousness is. So people should see gifts of the Spirit operate. They should see fruit of the Spirit operate. They should see works of righteousness. And then, you know, the Bible talks about the fruit of righteousness. When we do works of righteousness, fruit is simply what the works produce. You with me? If we do things that God has ordained, it produces something. So works of righteousness are productive, and we're to be producing in earth for God, not trying to get favor with God. If you're born again, you've got all the favor you're ever going to get. So we're not talking about getting favor with God. Then another way that we express God in earth. Now, this is very interesting to me. It's just in Ephesians 5 and also Colossians 3, where he talks about psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. He talks about speaking to yourself in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And then he says, in the other scripture, teaching and admonishing one another with psalm, hymns, and spiritual songs. So they're manifestations of God. Spiritual songs. Sing to Him a new song. I don't think that's once in every 6 months or a year or something like that. I believe that these are things that should be ongoing in our life to where we're so overwhelmed with God that we're overflowing. Things are coming out of us. You understand? And these are expressions of God. You get to where, you know, you just get lost in the presence of God and worshiping and praising God. It's not something that you're trying to do. It's something that's coming out of you because you're overflowing. I believe it's Psalm 46. It says, 45 or 46, my heart is inditing a good matter. And if you look at that word inditing, it's overflowing. My heart is overflowing with a good matter. You understand? When you get in the presence of God, you become aware of God, then the more you yield yourself to Him, the more impact He's going to have on your life to where you're expressing Him without even trying, if you will. It's not that, well, I think I'm going to go out here and just show people God by doing this, this, this. It's not that way at all. You're living in an intimate relationship with God, and so that becomes a lifestyle. Expressing God becomes a lifestyle, and you do it not even really aware of what you're doing. You're just being who you are in Christ. You with me? Jesus didn't go around just trying to impress people with doing things that the Father wanted. It was who He was. You understand? He was just acting out His nature or manifesting His nature. And that's what God is wanting in earth today, to where this divine nature that you and I have as a result of being born again, God wants that divine nature expressed, not carnal nature. Okay? Now all these things you're going to hear more about later on as far as the carnal and the spiritual. Okay? God ordained preaching and teaching are expressions of God. Now, I preface that with God ordained. There's a lot of preaching and teaching out here that God didn't have a thing to do with. Men just came up with their own deal, you understand? They just came up with their own messages or whatever. But how many people, honestly, that don't answer the question, all right? But just think about this. How many people actually realize that when an ordained, God-ordained teacher, preacher is speaking, that God is expressing Himself? I've had people to tell me many times, you know, they start to leave a service and they say something about, you did a good job or something like this. And I'm thinking, this is pathetic. That, to me, instead of being a compliment, that's an insult. Don't tell me I did a good job. Tell me you recognize the Lord. Tell me that the Lord did a good job. You understand? And I understand that they mean well, but they're statements out of ignorance because they don't understand how God expresses Himself. You with me? And I'm that way with music. To me, music should be God expressing Himself, not entertaining you. But when God expresses, you're aware of the presence of God. In other words, it should take you into or set an environment and take you into an arena where God is. God's here. Preaching and teaching should do the same thing. Now, you know, sometimes it's just fact upon fact. But how many of you know the Sermon on the Mount, as we call it, was fact upon fact? As a matter of fact, Jesus just sat down and talked. I don't know how people think Jesus ministered, his delivery, what type delivery he had. But I've got a feeling you would be very surprised at his delivery. Because I think a lot of it is just matter-of-fact instruction. You've heard it said, this is what I say. You understand? The Beatitudes. Blessed is. But I don't think he was spitting cotton, flinging his arms when he was saying those things. And just trying to stir up an emotional crowd. I think what he was doing was giving them facts to live by. I heard a minister this past week I was listening to. He said, when I pray for a person in a particular setting and they start getting emotional, I'll say, stop. Just stop. Get out of that emotional arena. This works all the time. It's not just when you feel good or you get goosebumps. Understand that this is a fact of God. You see, when we're not getting all the fluffy stuff, we think that God's not expressing. Let me ask you this. As a parent, do you not express yourself in various ways to your children? That's not a hard question. And the answer is yes. You do express yourself in various ways. Sometimes it may be very firm when you're correcting. At other times, it may just be instructive. In other words, listen to me. And then sometimes you may have them embraced and loving on them or whatever. There's different ways to express. And God expresses in different ways. Sometimes a sermon may be preached or a lesson may be taught that just really makes you feel good. And then at other times, it may make you feel bad. I had a lady to tell me one time, I'll never forget this. I guess it's the only time she ever came to the church service. But after the service was over, she said, you know, this is the way a service ought to be. She said, I believe when you go to church, you either ought to feel better or worse. And my head was going tilt on that. I'm trying to figure out where she's coming from. And then she starts talking. And it made perfect sense. In other words, it should be exhorting you if everything's right. But if everything's not right, it should be convicting you. She had more insight than most people that go to church every Sunday, you understand? And she gave me some insight into that. But either way, God's expressing himself. You understand when we do something wrong and our hearts are convicted, not condemned, God doesn't condemn you. But when God convicts us, that's an expression of God. The Holy Spirit is expressing himself in this way. You need to make an adjustment here. Or when something's said and you just bear witness, strong witness, that's God, the Holy Spirit's expressing himself. And we need to start recognizing these things. You understand? From the beginning, God has consistently expressed himself to his creation in various ways. We've talked about this, and I'm just summarizing this particular study. God revealed what was in his heart when he created what we know as the earth today. You understand, it was in him before it came out of him. The beginning started in God. In the beginning, God. It came out of him. So God had in his heart what he wanted before he ever spoke it into existence. And he also knew that it wasn't going to manifest, that man was going to fall. So in his heart, he already had that problem taken care of before he ever created man. He had all the bases covered on the inside before he spoke it on the outside. Pretty smart, isn't he? I bet there's nobody in here that has all the bases covered, are you? No. We get surprised along the way every once in a while, don't we? Well, God doesn't. And the world in which we live begin with words. God said. You'd be surprised if you really stopped and evaluated and looked where you are in life. It could possibly be that it's a result of your words. You think you can't, you won't. You think you can, you will. What's the difference? One, you don't try. The other, you do. How do you know what you can do if you never try? I've had people say, I can't do that. Well, have you ever tried it? No, I just know I can't. Well, I mean, I understand gifts and abilities, and I understand, you know, that there are things that I haven't been called to do. You know, I'm not a brain surgeon. But I suspect that, you know, we could get in there and look at some stuff, and you may not want to be the victim, you understand? And probably start understanding some things about it that we didn't know before. We can advance, you understand? That's why they call it practicing medicine. They practice it on somebody, right? You understand there's always, every doctor has a first patient. You want to volunteer? No. Every minister has a first message. Every singer has a first song. Any gift that you can think of in the body of Christ, there was a first time for that gift to operate. Now the thing about it is the more you operate in it, the more proficient you become at it. You with me? And so we grow in grace. We learn as we go what's an expression of God and what isn't. And honestly, if you just stop and think, you could evaluate your own life and say, that wasn't God. God wouldn't have said what I just said. God wouldn't have done what I just did. God wouldn't have treated that person the way I just treated that person. And so we have to be consciously aware of this thing, of these things that God is expressing. God expresses with His Word. So, watch what comes out of your mouth. It could create something you don't want. How many fights have been started and people get beat up because they didn't keep their mouth shut? It started with words, didn't it? How many people have cut deals and made promises with their words that they couldn't fulfill? Think before you speak, right? God thought before He spoke. And when He spoke, He got it right. And that's an example for us. In the Old Testament, God expressed Himself as an all-inclusive God. Throughout the Old Testament, it's just God. So everything's in one package. But in the New Testament, God opens the package and shows you various ways He expresses Himself. It's like a diamond. It has many facets to it. And the more facets you're looking at, the more beautiful it becomes, you understand. And it's the same way with the Lord. And we mentioned earlier, men and women in the Old Testament, they learned God by experiences which gave them insight into the attributes and power of God. So we take those experiences and put them together like that diamond with all those facets. This experience is a facet, this experience is a facet. And we're seeing God in a much larger way than they could see Him. You understand? They were looking more at, from a tonal vision, and God has opened our understanding and given us examples in all this and has revealed Himself in so many different ways. You know, the first chapter of Hebrews, it talks about God, and I'm going to paraphrase this, in previous times and in various ways, spoke to the people by the prophets. But in the last days, God is speaking to us through His Son, Jesus Christ. So God is expressing Himself through Jesus. And Jesus expresses the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the Word of God, if you think about it. And He's expressing Himself to the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. That would be Jesus, right? And so we are to be expressing Jesus, who expressed the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We should be expressing all these things as the body of Christ. When Jesus was born through Mary, God became a little father. You read this in the second chapter of Luke, where, you know, Gabriel spoke to Mary. But that is God, the Father of a physical body. But in Psalm 2:7, and you'll get the revelation of this. If you just read Psalm 2:7, you won't get this. But if you read Acts 13:33, he gives you the revelation of Psalm 2:7, where he says that God said, "You're my son. Today I've begotten you." And he goes on to tell you that that's talking about the resurrection of Jesus. So then God fathered a physical son. God fathered a spiritual son. And so God is a father of Jesus in the physical, but he's also a father of Jesus in the spiritual. God's our father in the spiritual. And we must realize that. And that's extremely important. Through the Holy Spirit, God expresses himself to each individual in various ways. Your gifts and abilities that God has given you. I was watching a guy this afternoon play guitar. An incredible guitarist. And he was showing something that he was doing on the guitar, which is basically unique to him. And one of the leading guitarists in the world said to him, "How do you do that? How did you learn to do that?" He said, "The Holy Ghost." He said, "The Holy Ghost knows how to play a guitar." And the guy said, "Well, I guess he does." You know, what is it? And I watched this guy. When he plays, he's lost. He's not audience oriented. When he plays, he's one with a guitar, and you can just see that he's in the presence of the Lord. And as I was watching him playing, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." Wow. As I was watching him, I just thought, God is expressing himself through that man's fingers. It's God. And I mean, it captivates you. You understand? But I heard this guy's testimony. And he said when he was 11 years old, he really got born again, saved. And he said, "I told God then," he said, "I never had any interest in a guitar." But he said, "When I got saved," he said, "I said this to God, if you'll give me a job, I'll represent you in whatever job you give me. I will talk about you." And he said, all of a sudden, he just gets this interest in guitar. He came from a very musical family. And he's become probably the best finger picker on the planet as far as a guitar. But whether he's doing a workshop, whether he's playing in a church or whatever, he's going to talk about Jesus. And I admire that he kept his promise to the Lord. He expresses God through his talent, not himself. These other people exploit themselves for their talent. He gives God the credit. And that's the way every one of us should be, realizing that we are what we are by the grace of God. And that any ability we have is because God has given us that ability, and you need to recognize it's God. There's somebody in me, but it ain't me. It's God expressing himself through me. And whatever that ability that may be, we need to recognize that the Holy Spirit has endowed or gifted me with this ability. So God desires to express himself on earth through the body of Christ, but how are we using these abilities? So he wants to express himself through us just like he expressed himself through Jesus. But one person doesn't have it all. We're a body. That means many members, if you read 1 Corinthians 12 and Romans 12. Many members. So there's various gifts and abilities in the body of Christ, none of which we should be jealous. Never become jealous of anyone else's gift. Applaud it. Appreciate it. Be thankful that you've seen the gift operate. Never compete. Never compete. One body member is not to compete with another body member. You know what your body members do? Complete. Think about it. And that's what the body of Christ is to do. God is expressing himself through all of us for a completion. So none of us should be in competition with one another. I appreciate good teaching. You understand? I love to sit and just I've been doing a lot of it here lately, and just like the guy I was listening to this afternoon, and I'm just thinking, that's God. Now there's parts in there that I know it's not God, it's just flesh. But boy, you know when it's God. You with me? God's speaking. God's speaking. God's expressing himself. And God chooses fallible human beings to express himself through. Pretty incredible. That means everybody in the room qualifies. He doesn't wait for you to get perfect, or nobody would ever do anything. And he doesn't wait until you don't make mistakes. I hate mistakes. I hate them with a passion. And make them practically every time I stand up and speak, I make mistakes. So what do? Stop speaking? I'll tell you, back years ago, I'd been in the ministry for a few years. I was pastoring back then, and I would go, I'd listen to the cassette tape on Monday of Sunday's service, and I've actually sat at the desk and just cried. I said, I don't even need to be in the ministry. You don't even need to be in the ministry. You say it, you know things, and it doesn't come out like you know it. Give a wrong scripture reference. I did that Sunday before last. I made several mistakes. I said, man, Lord help me. Get my head clear. You understand? But you don't give up. You don't quit. So the mistakes aren't God. The mistakes just let you know that God's working through a mortal, corruptible body. You just keep it in perspective. And then give God the glory for any good thing that comes out of you, and then you just say anything that's not good, well, it wasn't God. Forgive me. And let's try to improve. So let's be led by the Spirit of God. Let's express God through our speech and through our actions, through our character. Let's express God. When people get around us, that they should be aware. What is it about you that's different? They'll recognize it. They may not know what it is, but they know you're different. What is it, God? God. It's just like the guy was telling you about, how did you learn to do that? The Holy Spirit. Don't be afraid. Once they open the door, don't be afraid to give God the credit. But let's express him. Although God expresses himself in a variety of ways, the primary way that God is going to express him, or I should say it this way, the motivating way that God expresses himself is with his Word and his Spirit. Whatever gifts operating is going to be motivated by the Word and Spirit. See, the songs that we sing should be in total agreement with the Scriptures. You understand? And with the Spirit of God, inspiring these things. And I want to tell you, when you get what I call an anointed song, one that God ordained. And then you let an anointed singer sing that song, he'll take you into the presence of God. Powerful. Well, it should be that way with whatever our gifts are. You understand that we take people into the presence of God. God's dependent upon born-again believers that comprise the body of Christ, expressing in word, in character, in attitude, in deed. That's us. So are we doing a good job or a bad job? Don't answer. But make any adjustments that need to be made. Amen? In the beginning, the created serpent influenced the created woman and man, the fall. He influenced the created to look at the flesh. Today, God has made provision for the recreated, that's you and me, born again people, okay, to influence the created, that's those who aren't born again, human beings, to recognize and follow the Creator. And the way we do this is to get them to get their attention off of flesh on the Spirit. In the beginning of the fall, the serpent got them to look at the flesh, to get their eyes off the Spirit, get their eyes off of God. Today, our task is to get people to get your eyes off of flesh and get your eyes on God. You understand that's what I'm called to do. To get you not to look at flesh, not to look at carnality, but to look at the Spirit of God. You follow me? And I'm going to tell you, if we'll fulfill our assignment, you'll see that it has impact on earth, okay? You'll see that around you, whatever the environment is, it'll impact that environment if we'll properly represent God. And each of us are on earth to express God to those over whom we have influence. And everybody in this room has influence over someone. But are you influencing them for God? I'm not talking about getting on a bandwagon and preaching to everybody. I'm talking about your attitude, your lifestyle, just how you conduct yourself around people. When people look at you, what type God do they see? I mean, just think about this seriously. Is he presented as desirable or undesirable? You always murmuring and complaining about your lot in life? You follow me? Or is he presented as nearer or far away? Is he presented as tyrannical or compassionate? See, a lot of people want to control people. And you see this strongly in the religious arena of the church. You have the hierarchy wanting to control all the others. Or in the local setting, you get this control thing to where there's a separation between ministry and the congregation. They call it ministry and laity. And I believe the Bible calls it Nicolaitan, that God hates. God never intended for the body to be separated. We have different positions, we have different gifts and different abilities, but no one's better than the other. The best thing you can do is what God has called you to do and equipped you to do. I tell people, bloom where you're planted. I mean, do the best you can at what you're doing, at what God's given you, and hold your head up high and your chest out, not in pride, but not ashamed of whatever vocation in life God's called you to do. Do it well. You're with me on that, all right? So, when people see you, do they see a God of flesh or a God of spirit? Here again, we're going to go into some teaching on these things, but I'm convinced that most Christians today serve God in the flesh. And they don't even know it. And so we'll bring out some things about that. God has chosen humanity to express Him in the earth, so humanity needs to stop expressing itself to start expressing God in earth. And God ordained ministry, if you think about this, it's just God interacting with people to bring about positive change. And I'm going to make a statement, and it's probably dangerous, but I've done some dangerous stuff before. But just listen closely to what I'm saying in this statement. Is as a minister, as a representative of God, you got the part representative. If you recognize that, then you recognize that my interaction with you is God interacting with you. Just at lunch today, a guy was telling me about a guest preacher that had come to the church, and the family had this guest preacher at the house, and they had a little girl. A small little girl, and little girls often have imaginary friends and all that and do imaginary things. And she had like an empty plate, and she comes up to this guest preacher, and this is not a story. I mean, this happened. And ask him, do you want pancake? And of course, they're all talking. He doesn't pay any attention to her. And she comes back again and asks him if he wants a pancake. And he doesn't say anything. And she came back and said, she got real loud. She said, God, do you want a pancake? Or Jesus, do you want a pancake? Her fault was Jesus. When she saw the preacher, she seen Jesus. She seen God. You understand? You don't know how people are viewing you, but you can have positive or negative impact on people's lives. Now, don't ever go around saying, well, I'm God or I'm Jesus. That would be foolish. That's stupid. That's past foolish. But understand, when a person makes a statement like that, I have an awesome responsibility, because I'm going to be what that person thinks God is, so I'd better conduct myself like God is. You with me? We have a lot of responsibility when you stop and think about it. But I believe when we properly interact with people, we can make positive change in their lives. And when we don't, then we're taking them down a wrong path, a broad way that's going to lead to destruction. God has expressed His desire for His will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Will you cooperate? So we want to put it over on God, but the responsibility is on us. Are we available for God to express Himself through us? I can say, God, I want you to do your will on earth. God says, well, I would like to do this, and that way I'd get somebody else. And so often that's what people do, and they don't even realize it's God speaking to their heart. You follow me? It's like an impression that you have. You should do this, and you ignore the impression. God's trying to do His will, and we're not cooperating with His will. When God's thoughts become our actions, His will be executed in earth. I want you to think about that. When God's thoughts become our actions, God thinks it, He tells us His thought, and then we're to act on it. And until we do, His will can't be done. We're to yield these physical bodies to the Lord so He can manifest Himself on earth. Because He's going to manifest Himself through the body of Christ in this particular age. I guess I need to add that. So the expressions of the flesh must come to an end so that the Spirit of God can be expressed. God's Spirit needs to be expressed on earth. Then the will of God can be done on earth. And so my prayer is that God arise and flesh subside so people can see God as He is. Not a God of imagination or a God of fabrication, but literally see God as He is, because the body of Christ is properly representing God in word and in deed. Amen? And that concludes that particular study. I didn't exhaust all the information, I'm sure, but that was the information that I had.